How difficult is it to accomplish things?
It's certainly tough. You know, you get here and you have all these ideas, and then you get a bill introduced, and your first realization is that, oh, shoot, the chairman doesn't want to have a hearing on my bill.
Yeah, that bill that you introduced would have added sexual orientation and gender identity or expression as protective classifications under the Kansas Act Against Discrimination.
Right.
Why was it that that bill didn't even get a hearing? I know you came into the final days hoping you could still make that happen.
I had several conversations with the chairman, and basically he is very practical and pragmatic. You know, he doesn't like to tackle issues that he doesn't think can pass.
And that is, again, a lesson, isn't it, in the legislative process? Did you get here thinking that that would be a slam dunk?
Well, of course. I hoped that you get here and no one wants to make, you know, discrimination of any kind legal. I guess it already is. But looking at who is on that committee, I'm confident we have 10 votes, but it takes 12 to get it to the floor.
Are you going to stick with it? I mean, how hopeful are you that maybe you can get that done next year?
I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to keep talking to my colleagues, definitely those who are kind of on the fence, and also meeting with the governor's office too to hopefully push for this to be a priority next year.
Because she signed an executive order at the very beginning of the session that essentially did this in terms of the state workforce.
Correct. And I think that you shouldn't have to be a state employee to have these protections. I think we need to continue having conversations with the business community. We've had businesses that, because of our current laws on the books, have lost contracts because of our stance on LGBT issues. California has banned state-funded travel to Kansas. So, one, I think we have to, of course, protect the LGBT community. They should be able to live and spend their money here and work here without fear of being fired or denied housing or refused business. But we also have to do this because our businesses want to be able to be competitive and get these bids from states that say currently no go, not with your stance on these issues.
Not wanting to be defined by only that issue, Woodard says he has a much more ambitious agenda.
I'm a higher ed fundraiser when I'm not in the legislature, and part of the reason I ran was because I was really upset with the consecutive cuts to higher education funding. We've made some progress on that this year. But, you know, I also wanted to fully fund public schools. I feel that confident that we did that, and wanted to make sure that, you know, we also focus on things like reducing food sales tax.
Let's talk about the food sales tax for just a moment, because that's been wrapped up in this tax relief issue. The Republicans came into the session really wanting to pass a bill that would mainly provide some pretty substantial tax relief for multinational corporations with operations in Kansas, and we wouldn't tax their overseas earnings. They also said that they wanted to, because of federal tax changes, restore the ability of some individual Kansas taxpayers to itemize on their state income tax returns. But in an effort to entice Democratic votes, they cut the food sales tax by a penny in that bill. Were you at all tempted to vote for it because of that?
Well, as I tell my voters back home, you know, we get to push yes or no, which yes usually means 15 things and no means 15 things. Until they're going to negotiate in good faith to lower the food sales tax and address tax reform generally, I'm not going to vote for a penny for Kansans while we're giving $140 million to giant multinational corporations just this year alone.
It certainly appears that Governor Kelly's not going to yield on this issue. What she wants is a really comprehensive study of the state tax system, and is, I think, open to making fairly significant changes based on the results of that study. Is that where you are as well?
Yeah, definitely. I would agree. And I think, you know, we look at the fact that in Kansas, for personal or single filers, the highest tax bracket is $60,000. So that someone making $60,000 a year pays the same tax percentage as someone making $6 million a year. I think that we do have to look at another tax bracket. But, you know, I think a study like that, one, helps us understand where we're at in Kansas and where we could go, but also what gets 63 votes in the House and 21 votes in the Senate and the governor's signature.
Brandon Woodard, thank you very much for taking some time. And I'm sure a very busy several days for you as this session comes to a close. Thanks a bunch.
Yes, thanks for having me.